And we're going to hear now our gospel reading, which Emily and Phoebe will read for us.
The reading is Luke chapter 2, 22 to 38. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah.
Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there, fasting and prayer, night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel.
Thank you both for that reading. So we meet Anna and Simeon, two of the great saints of the New Testament. Simeon, an old man waiting faithfully for the new age of God's forgiveness to begin, waiting for the consolation of Israel. It's a strange expression, but it picks up on the sense that since the exile hundreds of years previously, God's people might have returned to Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple, but there was always a sense that God hadn't really come back to them. A new age was promised, a time of redemption and forgiveness, and Simeon was one of the few who had the Holy Spirit, who really knew God. So imagine his joy when he realizes that this child, this Jesus, is the God he's been waiting for in the form of a baby. God returning to his temple, as he would do several times in his lifetime, as a boy amazing all who heard him, as a rabbi teaching his disciples, and finally, as the prophet turning over the tables in fierce protest. God returning to his temple. But let's focus for a minute on Simeon. However it was that he recognized Jesus as the Messiah, it was the Spirit who guided him to the temple that day. And here he was. And he lifted up the child and proclaimed, "Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen the salvation." And this would encourage Mary and Joseph, who might have wondered at times whether all they'd been through so far was true, or whether it was worth it. All that they'd been through with his birth, and the messages they'd had from the angels. Was it true? Was it worth it? But this would be a confirmation for them, an encouragement, as well as a gentle warning of what was to come. Because Simeon said, a sword will pierce your own soul too. An important word, because when Mary, 33 years later, would stand at the foot of the cross as her son was crucified, she might have recalled these difficult words and known even then that God had foreseen it, and that therefore even this was held tenderly in God's loving hands. Blessing and encouragement. That's what the old man Simeon gave. And Anna too, a widow of 84 years old. 84 might not seem that old to some of us here. But it was in those days. And she too recognized what Simeon saw in the Christ child. And she celebrated with him. This was not just one eccentric old man. This was something of the Spirit, being recognized by a woman who prayed and fasted in the temple night and day. And God was still with them, those older people, just as he had been every step of the way. And these faithful senior citizens might not have been able to do much that they would consider of practical use. They would no longer have the strength or energy to run the youth club or serve on the property committee, to hand out food to the homeless or to set up the tables for the festival meals. Their voice too might be disregarded by those in power, and they would almost certainly be among the poorest in society, especially Anna, a widow for so long. But they could pray, and they could bless, and they could encourage. And Anna did this not just for Mary and Joseph, but she told everyone who was in the mood to listen, all who like them were waiting for God's redemption, God's saving love to return. She told them, and she praised God with them. You see the two different ages, how the young bless the old, and the old, in turn, encourage the young. And what about Mary and Joseph? There are three different ages here, you see, three different stages of life, and they all interact to help each other. Mary and Joseph, young parents, starting a family, facing an immediate future as refugees, presumably about to go on the run from Herod to Egypt. And then what? When they return, the daily struggles of family life, making ends meet. Mary, the full-time mother, who went on to have other children too, and Joseph the carpenter. Life would be full. It would be busy. It would at times be exhausting. They would be contributing to society, being useful in so many ways, raising their family, working in the community. But this is the age when life seems unrelenting. Very little time to stop and think. Their role in this is just to keep going, just to put one foot in front of the other, to carry on and keep on carrying on, protecting Jesus and their other children as they came, to keep on working and trusting in God. See how the three ages interact together. And there are other ages too, school children, teenagers, young adults, newly retired people. Each age has its trials, but every age has something to offer. And God is with us every step of the way. The secret, I suppose, is to realize what God expects of us in each age, that it might be different from what we've from what God's expected of us before, and not be too hard on ourselves when we can't do what we want to do or what we used to do. Take another look at the story and ask, yes, but what can I do? You might be young with your life ahead of you and frustrated that no one seems to listen and the world goes on without you having a say. But you can be a blessing to those who are working or struggling through the trials of adult life. You can be a blessing to remind the older ones how they used to feel, to give them some life and joy and brighten their day, and to bring a fresh smile to their faces. You might be working hard, too busy to stop and get close to God. You might be frustrated that you can't fit in all the things you hoped you would in life. But maybe this time is just about keeping going. Maybe this is what God is asking. Just keep going faithfully, one foot in front of the other, and trust in Him. You might be getting to the age where your body starts having numerous problems. Your energy level's low, and most of your life is just a memory. You might be frustrated that you can't help out in the way you used to be able to. Maybe God is saying to you then, pray. Pray for the young. Pray for the world. Pray for your church. And whenever you can, offer words of blessing and encouragement and even a gentle, loving warning at times. The world needs your wisdom, and we all need your prayers. And then there will be those in the retirement bracket who are by no means old and have time and energy and a heart to give. I have to say, this is why you end up doing most of the work in the church. But your time will come one day for a rest, I promise. At all of these stages, God can call on us, God can use us, God wants to bless us, and for us to be a blessing to others. Today, God is calling 6 people into membership of His church here, and they have decided that now is the time to respond. And I know that each of them will be a blessing to us as they join in our fellowship, as they add their voices to our worship and serve God by their words, deeds, and prayers. We are delighted you are here. We rejoice with you. God has been with you so far, and God will lead you on every step of the way. Amen.